So, I mean, I remember growing up, you know, at the table, I thought this was just normal that everybody's dad talked about electron carrier concentrations and how to grow crystals and, you know, substrates and carrier concentrations or whatever. I remember the concept of, you know, if you look at, say, a parking lot and visible and it's all smoky, you don't see anything. You just see the smoke. But if you look at it in the infrared, my dad would explain how you could see maybe one part of a engine of a car would be hot. Well, that must mean it must have just got here. Or maybe there was a part of the parking lot, there was a strange kind of cooler rectangle. And so this whole concept of remote sensing, I was always intrigued in as a kid. Seventh grade is when we did in school, one of these career fair activities. So I took an aptitude test. This is back in the old days where you filled in the bubbles on the sheet of paper that then get sent away, come back, your, you know, portfolio. And a meteorologist was one of the jobs that the aptitude test pointed towards. So then we did studying in the library, et cetera, to look at different schools. Minnesota didn't have a meteorology department. Madison, Wisconsin did. Researched a little bit more. So in seventh grade, thought I should get a master's degree in meteorology from the University of Wisconsin, Madison. Fast forward, I have a master's degree in meteorology from the University of Wisconsin, Madison. And then most recently, I was awarded to become a fellow of the American Meteorological Society, and they have rules that only a small fraction of a percent of theirs can become fellows. I don't quite understand the whole process, but only AMS, American Meteorological Fellows, can nominate other fellows, and there's a rigorous process to go through or whatever. Mostly it means when you go to the AMS meeting, you get to wear a little pin that says AMS Fellow. I only recently occurred, so maybe I'll have to get back to you what it really means. But what it really does is it reflects on work that I was able to do, but really the team here, because, you know, obviously, as we mentioned, there's building satellites, there's getting satellites to launch, there's weather support through the launch, there's operations, there's all the work that's done on the research side that then gets into operations, and operations to ultimately get to people to make decisions differently. And if any one of those pieces weren't working, it wouldn't matter how crisp of a paper I wrote and was read in the bulletin of the American Meteorological Society.